Yeah, look, it's been very, very late. It has happened already for Queensland, but it happened way to the north. And again, we're going to see another monsoon develop probably over the next few days, way up north,
yep.
Way up there around the Torres Strait Islands. Now, that system's going to spawn a low-pressure system as well, so there'll be a low that forms on that trough, and that will start to move southwards through far northern Queensland. Unfortunately, Jay, at this stage, that all appears to be happening to your north. So there won't be that much of an effect on Mackay. The effects will be sort of Townsville northwards or even north of Townsville of that monsoon. And we're talking very significant rainfall, by the way, for those far northern regions. So if you are planning a trip up towards the Cape, well, you shouldn't be driving at the Cape this time of year anyway, but even if you're planning a trip along the Bruce Highway to Cairns, say, in the next week or so, just have a plan B ready.
It's funny because, firstly, I got the same question of this person had said, in short, what is a monsoon? Is that what brings our wet season, for those people who don't know?
Yeah, absolutely. So the monsoon is just two big air masses, one coming from way up there in the northern hemisphere, crossing the equator and becoming a northwesterly wind, and the other one comes from way down south here, where we get these southeasterly winds that we get normally all through the year. And when the southeasterly winds and the northwesterly winds, they come together and they smash each other, and the only way for those winds to go is up, because they can't go into the ocean or into the land, because wind is lower density, I should say. So the expectation then is that the wind goes up, and so as the air mass rises, we get these big storms and big rain events, and eventually we get some spin in the atmosphere, and that's how we get the low pressure systems and cyclones that happen along them.
This time, I can't remember this time last year being as active as it has been this time. And I know you said that, you know, this is not the most active wet seasons we've had, but it hasn't been too bad. A couple of cyclones, some showers, and days of rain, and that kind of thing for, you know, the Queensland coastline. It's not too shabby of a wet season.
Yeah, look, we've been very, very lucky, and there's only been parts of the coast that have been very lucky. I mean, if you talk to anyone in the Northern Territory, anyone in WA, they'll say that this hasn't been a wet season yet because they haven't seen the monsoon. So the monsoon normally hits them before it hits us. They haven't seen the monsoon at all. So the monsoon itself has been very, very weak. And that's, well, lucky for us, it's been very weak, but it's been pretty much over the top of Queensland. And so that's why we've seen all of these little things, like these cyclones haven't been really strong because the monsoon's always been quite weak through this entire period. And it has been a pretty ordinary wet season, but thankfully on the ground, there's been enough rain to keep things green and keep things alive. But look, overall, mate, across northern Australia, this has been one of the worst wet seasons we've recorded ever. We've just been very lucky on the northeastern side.
Well, we'll certainly keep an eye on that one as well. Hopefully we get a few more showers. I know the Bureau forecasting showers for this weekend, but whether we get those or not, different story altogether. Before we let you go, I know that you intently listen to this breakfast show, Nitzo, online.
Yeah.
Now, Dave, we purchased a unicycle yesterday, and Dave is going to learn how to ride that this year. Now, he's a bit of a rotund guy. He's got a bit of a belly on the front of him, and you like to talk about all things science. Will that sort of pull him forward, do you reckon?
I've got a feeling it'll pull him down. I know about forward. Jeez, I hope he doesn't listen to this when he's 26.
He's probably listening to it live right now, I would say. We're going to see how this unfolds over the next few days, Nitzo. Thanks for the update on the weather, mate. Really appreciate it. If you want to check out Nitzo and the great work he does on Cyclone Chasers on Facebook, thank you, mate.
Thanks, Jay.
See you later. Bye.